Good morning for the final time from Down Under. We're talking to you from Perth. We're about to get the flight home this afternoon. But before we do, we're just looking over the city skyline. It's a beautiful day in Perth after the torrential rain of the last 2 days. And it's the perfect weather to see it for the final time before saying goodbye. It's the end of Palace's historic tour of Singapore and Australia. We've been to the Singapore National Stadium and played Liverpool. We've played Manchester United at the MCG in Melbourne. A draw with Leeds at the Optus Stadium in Perth. And now the players are on their way back. We're heading back today. But for the final time on Tour Daily, and thank you so much for listening to these podcasts throughout the trip, we're going to hear from two of the most important figures at the club. Steve Parish, the chairman, but first, head of under-23's development, loans manager and all-round club legend, Mark Bright.
Brighty, final event, meeting the Australian fans.
Yeah.
It's great, isn't it, these things, just to meet the fans down under?
Yeah, come out and a Q&A. Obviously, Steve's there, so he covers all, ticks all boxes, doesn't he? Covers all bases. He can answer any question on the club. And just the interest and the passion. And you're coming so far from home. And they've some have travelled, some obviously here, some are different Palace fan clubs all across Australia. So, yeah. And you know, it's just a Q&A. And they're just interested in the team, the club, what's going to happen, the stadium, the academy, the young players. It's been enjoyable.
Because they might be getting up at 3 a.m. to watch the games, but they're no less clued up, are they, than the fans that are back home?
Well, that's the passion, isn't it? You know, it's we know what it's like. The jet lag's got most of the group. And these guys getting up in the middle of the night just to watch the team play and get the same frustrations and have the same enjoyment as we have back home. You know, one of the guys was telling me that his son follows the academy boys. He watches those games and he knows all the players. And when they came down here, he was shouting them on the pitch. And so that's generally you don't know those players till they get in the first team. But because of the social media these days and what a great job we're doing. And so one of the fans actually messaged me just to say, thank the media team and the social team for what they do. The interviews that we see, we hear, we see the kit, we launch, we see everything, and you really feel part of the club, or you feel closer to the club. It's like, can you just pass on my best wishes? So
that seems like we're plugging ourselves a little bit.
No, but they're a genuine message. I can find the message, and I can show you that he said, please pass on our best wishes. We really feel like we're close to the club. So, you know, through in the old days, it was just photographs and magazines and things. That was it, because, you know, clubs didn't have websites as such, and now it's wall to wall, and that's... They want to see it because it's content, and it's you know, who's messing about in training, who's... But did you see the manager playing table tennis?
He's pretty good, isn't he?
Oh, I've got some footage. He's useful. He was a lot better than I thought he was going to be.
Could you beat him?
No. Luca, though. Luca's good.
Anyway, we've got to let you go. Get to the ground. Enjoy the game. We'll see you later.
Cheers, Will.
Always busy, Brighty. Rushing off to see Palace take on Leeds that night. Good to speak to him, and good also for Chris Grierson to catch up with Steve Parish, who was speaking to fans in Perth before kickoff.
Amazing, brilliant. The whole trip's been just outstanding. The way we've been looked after, seeing so many supporters in Melbourne, Perth and Singapore, excellent. Really enjoyed it.
Have you been surprised about how many Palace fans there are? They're not just expats, they're Aussies that fell in love with the club from afar.
Yeah, I think it's a testament to having a lot of Aussies playing for us, you know, and very instrumental ones, important ones. We've just been through the list in there. Some I remember more than others, but obviously Milo and Popper recently, you know, have been very influential on the club. So, you know, yeah, we expected it. You know, we get a lot of messages from down there, so we knew that we were going to come down to some support. And hopefully tonight it'll be a bit more even. You know, we noticed at the Man United game, they were handing out Man United scarves. So I'm not sure, you know, they're all dyed-in-the-wool Man United fans, or they just happen to have a scarf. But obviously, I think this is a bit of a hotbed down here. So we're really looking forward to tonight. And hearing the songs, we could hear that, you know, the We Love You song at the MCG. So that came through loud and clear. So hopefully we'll hear a bit more tonight.
And just finally, what has the club got out of this tour?
Oh, I think it's been a fantastic experience, you know, for everybody. You know, obviously just the general good games, Liverpool, Man United, you know, good standard, good level of games. The youngsters have had a chance. I mean, as Mark said, playing against top opposition, visiting a country that, you know, maybe they never have the chance to have done otherwise. Walking around, seeing some of the sights, soaking up some of the culture, understanding what it's like to travel with the team, try and compete, train in different places, adapt. So many positives, really. I think, you know, the way that we've been looked after, the distances from the hotels to the ground, the quality of the hotels, the flights haven't been too onerous because we've, you know, we've flown well, the airlines have all been great. So it's been fantastic pre-season, really, really good preparation. Obviously, we've got, you know, a fair few players left at home for one reason or another. They've had good preparation as well, so hopefully when we put it all together, and we've only had one injury, which is obviously, you know, sad for Jack. So all in all, it's been a success.
Well, that brings to an end this episode of Tour Daily, and that brings to an end Tour Daily as a whole. Thank you so much to everyone who tuned in. We hope you've enjoyed these insights into life on tour, both on match day and also around the team hotel and out and about in Singapore, in Melbourne and in Perth. Attention now turns to Montpellier for Palace on Saturday at Selhurst Park. And then the week after that, the Premier League is back. Friday night football, Arsenal under the lights in South London. We'll see what Patrick Vieira's side can do. Thank you to everyone who tuned in. We'll see you soon.